This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is University of Arkansas freshman Trey Dudley, and also the Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year, National Youth of the Year.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So, National Youth of the Year, Boys and Girls Club, what does that mean?
It's the highest honor that any Boys and Girls Club member can receive. So it means that now I'm the national ambassador for all of the 4 million kids that are a part of the Boys and Girls Club of America through the United States. So it's a huge, huge honor, and I'm super blessed to be able to hold the title.
Well, part of the reason you were chosen is because you have been involved with mm-hmm. your local Boys and Girls Club since you were, what, 5?
Yes, ma'am.
And yep. You're now 18.
Yes.
So that's a long time. That's,
yeah.
Way more than half your life.
Yep, definitely.
So how did you first become involved?
Well, when I was in kindergarten, my mom was like, kind of looking for a place for us to go after school because she was working all the time, so she didn't really have a place. So we went, and, at that time, it was just kind of I could go and have fun and, relax and get my homework done, do whatever they had planned for the day. And then as I got older, it became more of like a relationship building program that kind of brought me out of my comfort zone and helped me find my different, different aspects that I had that I didn't know about myself. So, they kind of brought out that confidence and that leadership that it was always deep down inside. I just didn't know how to, express it. So, and it also helped me get through a lot of like trials and tribulations at home. So when I wasn't able to be a kid that, was going into it, I decided to start volunteering in junior high. And then in high school.
So instead of being the mentored, you became the mentor.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and then in high school, I actually officially started working. And I worked with second and third graders all through, I guess at the time I was 16. So then
they started paying you to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. I read in your release that you met a couple of women that really had a big impact.
Yes.
On your life.
Jen Williams and Laura Wagner were my group leaders when I was in sixth grade. And that was kind of the time where things started to change. And, my dad wasn't around anymore. So I was kind of going through the heartache of that. And then also, since he wasn't around, I was trying to be that father figure for my younger siblings. So I was taking on a lot of household responsibilities. I was telling them about my lifestyle, and they're like, wow, you do a lot for your age. And I never really thought about it. It was just second nature to me. So then they kind of, I didn't talk to anyone about it. And I still had that hurt from my dad being gone and stuff like that. So they gave me the chance to express to them how I felt. And that's kind of when things started to turn around and I became, more positive and found my confidence and stuff like that. So
have you had that kind of impact on another youth?
To get prepared for this competition, we did, locally, we had to go around to all of the different sites in my hometown.
And I guess we probably should locally for you was Lawrence, Kansas.
Yes, Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay.
So we had to go around and talk, give our speech to the different sites that we had. And there was one girl at my site who was actually in my group that I worked with who came up to me after my speech, and she was bawling. And she was like, I didn't know you went through this. She was like, I'm going through the same thing. And so from there on, we kind of had this special relationship where, different comments that she would say or different things that she needed help with, I understood because, I had been through that. So yeah, there's been multiple times where, and I've also had kids come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, you're my role model. I can't believe you went through that. So it's such an honor to be able to, have that kind of impact on kids now.
Right, for sure. So you mentioned preparation for this competition. So you had to enter to be considered for the National Youth of
yes.
the Year?
You got nominated by the staff. So actually, Miss Laura and Miss Jen were the ones that nominated me to be a part of it. And then you write 8 scholarship essays on different, categories, your home and family life, school, your community service, stuff like that. So you do 8 essays, and then one of those essays becomes your speech, and then you go through an interview process and give your speech at each level that you advance. So I did it locally, and then statewide, or regionals, and then nationals.
So which essay did you choose to speak about? Was it the home and family? Or?
It was What Boys and Girls Club Means to You was okay. The essay topic. So
have you already answered that question for me? What Boys and Girls Club means to you?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's been that home away from home, that family feeling that, I mean, I always felt like I have an amazing family. I always felt like I had family at home, but just kind of that extended family that I could go and talk to about issues that were going on at home because I didn't want to bring them back up while things were going positive, you know? Also bringing up my confidence and making me into the person that I am while helping do that. So it's meant definitely a lot more than just what most people go for, just like hang out and have fun with friends. It's kind of, if you take the opportunities that are given, it's a place to better yourself and, you know, become a better person, and that's what it's done for me.
So competition, how many kids were up for this? How many kids were nominated?
In my hometown, there were four of us, and then or three of us. And then regionally, there were eight. Statewide, I think there were nine. And then at nationals, there were five of us. So overall, within everyone, it's about 4,000 kids.
So when did you find out that you were chosen?
For
national youth, yeah.
It was...
Or as the national youth.
It was the beginning or middle of September. We were in Washington, D.C. at a congressional breakfast, and that's when they announced the winner.
So you had already... You knew that you had been chosen to be one of the five.
Right.
And they brought you to Washington, D.C. in mid-September. Okay.
Right.
Congressional breakfast.
Yes.
What was that like? Who was there? I mean, Congress, right?
Right, exactly. it was amazing. There were so many people there. You know, they also had celebrities. So Denzel Washington was there, Michael Phelps was there, and Ashanti was there. So that was really cool, too, along with, like, the congressmen and all.
Did you get to meet them?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. They, we had a Youth of the Year dinner the night before, and Denzel Washington and Ashanti were there, and they actually sat at our table. So it gave us a chance to kind of get to know them and talk to them, and they gave us some really good advice.
So yeah. they announce it, and then what?
And then I went up on the stage and said an acceptance speech.
Were you prepared?
No.
Did you think that you were going to win?
No, not at all. Not at all. The other four people were absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. It was, at that point, it was just kind of whoever gets it, we're all happy for them no matter what. So, but yeah, after that, I went up and said my acceptance speech, and then they took me off to go take pictures and went and did like media and press releases. And so it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy, but it was so much fun.
In addition to serving as an ambassador, you also got rewarded a scholarship.
Yes, ma'am.
From the Boys and Girls Club. A pretty good one.
Yep. It's actually from Tupperware and then the Rick and Susan Goings Foundation. I got $50,000 in scholarship money and just from winning nationals. And then I also got $10,000 for winning regionals and $1,000 for winning state. So overall, $61,000 in scholarship money.
That'll pay for a couple years for sure. For sure. That's good. So. Well, and a new car?
I did get a new car. I got a Toyota Corolla.
Okay. Well, so you're in Fayetteville now. Do you have plans to be involved with the Fayetteville Boys and Girls Club? Are you already?
I went last week and just kind of checked it out to see what it was. And I was amazed. I've never seen one look like that before. They have like a swimming pool and two basketball courts with a track that goes around the top of it, like a little workout place. And mine, all of the ones back home are all based in schools, and then we have two standalone sites, but one of them used to be a old elementary school, so it looks like a school, and the other one is the teen center, so it's not as big. But yeah, I was amazed, and I definitely want to get involved with them, and then also just like different stuff on campus, because, you know, that's important too, so...
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So what other things are you going to be involved in?
I know that I want to do the Volunteer Action Center and the Dream Big program that they have over there, because that's just right up my alley. That's exactly what I want to do. And then I'm a part of Student Support Services and Leadership Walton. That's good, too.
Already,
yeah.
You're moving and grooving just into the, you know, very beginning. I guess we're halfway through the semester now.
Yeah.
Your first year.
Yeah.
So as the National Youth of the Year, you said you'll serve as an ambassador. You know, will you go on, you know, various site visits? Will you meet with groups of... What sort of things will you do?
Right now, they have us doing a lot of I say us because a lot of the other finalists accompany me with it, but appearances, I guess, or like speaking engagements. So actually, 2 weeks ago, I was in New York, and I was on the Today Show with Shaq. So
are you serious?
Wow. That was really cool. And then next week, I'm going to Atlanta to speak at the Southwest Gala through the Boys and Girls Club, and also wherever the World Series is, they're going to take me, and I have to throw the first pitch at the World Series. So that'll be pretty amazing, too. So they have us doing a lot of stuff like that, just, you know, meeting new people and kind of being the just being the spokesperson for the youth. So I hope to be able to, you know, visit different sites in various places, but a lot of times it's like speaking at different events. So
how are you able to handle all that in addition to being a full-time student?
It's not hard. It's just really time consuming. You have to make sure that you balance your time really well. So there's lots of times where I'll be on the flight trying to do my math homework or, you know, just different things that to throw in different times to get your homework done here and there. But it's not hard. And my professors are super understanding about it.
Did you ever think that you would be jet setting around and having all of these No. awesome speaking opportunities? And
not at all. It's definitely been like a dream come true, and I'm just trying to like soak it all in, you know, because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'm super, super blessed and honored to be able to do something like this.
It's awesome. Yeah. And well, college will go by fast. I'm sure you've been told that before. So you're in the business college and you love your, you know, you love community and volunteering. Where do you see yourself after college?
After college, I'm not 100% sure exactly what I want
to
do. But I know that ultimately I want to open a nonprofit for teens. So something right now, I just see like a lot of negative stuff that's going on in, you know, teens world, I guess. So I kind of want to do something to bring out more of the positive stuff that they do, because they do a lot of positive stuff. And so hopefully have a nonprofit for teens and help them transition from high school to college and, you know, to be able to be successful.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you,
Trey. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I spoke with Trey Dudley, the Boys and Girls Club National Youth of the Year, early in October.